Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom Aleikum. This is your broadcast radio station. Coming out of California. Under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, it's all fit to not only to talk about the images that caused the problem, but do something about it. So we thank him and the people that works with him, that he worked with, that's putting up this fight against all the images in the world. You think allowing us here in the South, Brother Abdullah Akbar, it's me, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, coming out of DeKalb County, Georgia, Katy, Georgia, co-host worker, and also Sujah Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We are your co-host worker, and my wife, Daya Akbar, and sometimes we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, that this brother, his wife, is in the hospital, so he's not quite able to be with us. And pray that she, we're praying for her to get better. She had an operation, so we're praying that she get better and return home to their home in Columbus, Georgia. And also we have an imam who have joined us, Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, who resides in Atlanta, Georgia, but he is one that is the imam in LaGrange, Georgia. So right now, so we in LaGrange, we got a masjid there that had been took over by some Arabs, but we are in the process of getting it back. We trusted some people. They weren't Muslim. They said they pray or they bow down, but they weren't no Muslim. So they kind of want to take what we put together long before they got him. But the victory with the good believers, man, I believe that Allah with us, we'll get that place back, inshallah, on the way back. So we'd like to welcome you. We're here tonight to talk about the major problems in the world, where all of the problems stem from holding God up as a man, calling God, saying God got a son, or the man that they nailed to the cross is God. All these lies that have been plaguing us for years, we're working on them to get it. Get these evil out the garden. The earth be called a garden in scripture. And these snakes are in this garden, and this forbidden tree is all over. It's in these places of worship. That's what some of these places are be forbidden to go into, because they teaching lies, hatred. They teaching racism. Any place that you can go in that's holding a man up as God is promoting outright low-down racism that destroyed the family, the human family. It destroyed the life of the people who don't look like that image. And the people that look like that false image, they destroyed too, because they cannot be God, and the one that wanted to be like them can't be like them. People have tried to change their eyes, bleach their skin, burn their hair, put a straight iron just to look like their image on the cross. All that come from that image. That's why God said, don't make them. All these problems, and the worst form of oppression is false religion. The scientists said that. The science said, if you want to destroy people, give them God incorrectly. That's what they undone. So we're here tonight to straighten out the lies. For what? So we can live in this earth in peace. There ain't going to be no peace on this earth long as God lied on. After all the people in the world, God picked one. Caucasian. That's hypocritical. That's downright low down. I used to wonder how can a man take another man and mistreat him and put him in a bond, freeze almost to death, and let him eat the worst of food and make him get up and work
working like a dog every day and didn't pay him no money. How could a man, could a white man do that? Could a real man do that? That's why I said, when my leader said, hey, God ain't made no white people. I ain't never seen a white man in my life. The word white calling to Western means pure, good, honest. We done had, we ain't seen nobody like that. We ain't lived under nobody like that. You can't show me not one one president. You say, well, Barack Obama, show me one president that did the right thing about us. Kennedy tried to do, and they killed him. Dr. King tried to kill him. Then they killed Malcolm and blamed the Muslims for doing that. These, and you'll call these people white? And the man that don't look like you, he has a little small container of a reefer. The Caucasian come in there, he have a truckload of crack, a cocaine, a heroin. And he get less time than the man that got one reefer that look like us. You gonna tell me that's white? No, we've been tricked and they've been tricked. So we all come from Adam. We supposed to be one people. Why are we not one people? We are not going to be one people until that image is moved and we worship God in spirit of truth and see each other as human beings. Until we recognize each other as human beings, we that's going to be talking about white people did this. White people got everything. Black people ain't got nothing. Black people are niggers and all. That's what we're going to say. We're going to let our children sing us music that a dog shouldn't be listening to. That nigga, run over a nigga. Nowhere in scripture God say he made a nigga. Say he made us human beings. When is our Caucasian brothers going to be human beings? When are we going to be human beings? Huh? Talking about Black Lives Matter. That's a joke, ain't it? Black Lives Matter. I could turn my TV on right now and look at the news. Some African-American shot his wife, shot his daughter, shot everybody except the dog. You know what I'm talking about, Black Lives Matter? That's a joke. God said all life matter. And it would never matter and blow that image up in the world as false image of God. So we're here tonight to take that image down with your help. With your help, we want to take that false image of God out there and throw it out in the streets and burn up the pictures. All them, we want the preachers and the people in the church to take all them false images, get them out of their house, off their wall, whatever. That's the only way we're going to have this peace on earth and be human beings what God say created. Until all that happens, we are the number one enemy. The human family, the human being, he's going to be always trying to terminate himself. Because every time he get mad, I got to have some wine. Give me some classical riddles. Give me some gin or vodka or something. I had all day. Give me a beer. Who put you in that mind? It wasn't no God. God touched it first. It had to be a Satan or the handiwork of Satan. And the only thing we come in tonight to point that out, that this world will never go back to normal until we move all these images. I just left El Mundo News and I get ready to turn, and somebody put three signs around this down on our property. And somebody keep cutting this on them. The one who said God is not a man. We only, God is one who created me. See, they don't like that advertisement, but they can advertise. Well, that's the only way we're going to show disapproval. We're going to have to advertise. I got a big sign in front of my yard. I ain't playing. I ain't saying I'm trying to fight the racism and not trying to promote it. starting at home. I got a big sign in front of my door, 4x8 signs, saying remove all racial image worship. And people come by all day and all night taking pictures of that sign. So the people advertising to keep us in this condition, and we ain't going to advertise to try to get us ourselves out. There's something is wrong, or we playing a game, or we saying something we ain't going to do, or we saying something we ain't doing. But we're in a fight, and we have to fight them until there's no more oppression. And the only way you're going to do that in this day and time is advertise. If you got a business, you ain't advertising your business don't exist. If you ain't advertising what's going on in the world, then you ain't really trying to get rid of the problem that this world has put on us. So I'm fighting every inch of the way with the help of Allah. Call it emotion. Call it, if you think it ain't doing no good, that them people never would have cut the scraps on that sign. They know that sign is burning some people up. All them people passed there on Hank Aaron Drive, right down the street from our place at Masjid El Mukminun. They passed by there, see that all night and day. Thousands of people going to school past that sign every day. And I know that sign is on their mind. So I'm going to get ready to bring someone else from the queue out and share what they have to share today. Dyer, you see anybody in the queue is ready? Dyer? Well, let me go see myself. She might have left the queue, but I can go and check. But we in this fight together. It ain't going to take a whole lot like you, man, for a concert tonight. He ain't going to take, he will. And I told him Monday I'll be back. Once I leave this program in Tennessee, I'll be back. And we're going to address that issue. We're going to do a little dawah through the community. Let the people know why that sign is out there. It is time to give. Don't tell me you want to get rid of racism and you want to get that lie out of your home and the place of worship. You go to a church and you got an image up there. Don't tell me you're trying to stop racism. You are playing games. Can you go to the...
He was in the queue. Praise be to Allah. Let me see.
Nobody is indicating that they want to come in.
Okay. Well, we'll keep on talking. That God is, Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, he ain't let no truth be destroyed. So we fighting, we're not going to stop fighting till there's no more oppression. And that don't seem like it, so we got a pretty good fight for a pretty good while.
This fight, we don't give up. We don't give out. We keep fighting till there's no more oppression. Yeah. And we thank Allah for allowing us to come on this Broad Talk radio station and keep sharing the spirit that our ancestors prayed for. They prayed to get out of this condition. And we letting them down. We don't stand up and fight this scheme of Satan, holding God up as a man. These have messed the Caucasian brothers up, Spanish brothers up. These have messed the Chinese brothers up. They have messed the African-American brothers up, the African. They have messed the Arab brothers up. They have messed up the whole world with this lie because they took this lie all over the world. That God had a son. That's a Muslim believe that Jesus is coming back. They said, they'll tell you that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, but they believe that Jesus is coming back. So they've been washed, their brain been messed up too. They done bought into the lie. They've been bit by the big snake, the big sage. And we know only thing can help them to get them back on their feet is the truth. Because they don't left the truth. That's why Allah said to send them a Jedi. Some of these Arabs, they had to have Majedi, Imam Wadi Muhammad, straighten out all the falsehoods from these hadiths. Hadith. Not the Quran. Allah said he had put angels around this book and to protect this book. He never say put no angel around no hadith. And many of the Jews wrote hadith with their own hands to throw us off. Oh, he am I sent by. No, I'm not. That's what they told Jesus when he spoke the truth. That's what they would tell any man who spoke. They had to come with something to make people thank you that thank you telling a lie. So am I sent by? He don't like you. God said he like those who do right. Huh? And we know that there was a Jew went to Europe. There was an ungodly Jew, some Zionists went to the caves of Europe and found the Caucasian man and told him that God came in your image, came in your image. Don't you see the big head? Once they heard that, they got the big head. And after they made the gun, they had a big head with a gun in their hand to shoot and kill somebody. That's what they did. So they took over the world with their lie. Went to Africa, told the Africans to look in the sky. While they were looking in the sky, they were taking all the minerals and all the gold and silver out there. Told them, look in the sky. Jesus up there. Everybody will use Jesus to get over on us. Use that lie. You'll use religion to get up on over on. But don't worry. No one leave this world without getting God's judgment. So those people did that, they probably burning right now. You can't do wrong on God's earth and get good out of it. You can't do it. You get what you scribe for, and the Bible said that you get what you now the Bible said that whatever you earn whatever you get on this day. You earn your reward or your blessing from God. Huh? That was what the Bible said. Huh? You got to earn. You know, earn system. You got to earn your reward or blessing. They said, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's what the Bible said. The Bible says, if you think wrong, your body going to follow your wrong thinking. And who is more in line and thinking wrong than the African-American people? Thinking some man going to come out the grave and do something for them that they won't do for themselves. Come to save them. The man going to come to save them. And all they had to do was follow what God said and save themselves. Get married. To a man and a woman get married. Raise their children, keep the home clean, keep the evil out of the home, and be good mothers and good fathers, be good neighbors, and then you can save yourself. If you're not going to do that, you ain't trying to save nothing. So nobody can die for your sin. That, and when you look at that, you ought to laugh, because that's a big joke. Bible says you reap what you sow. You can't sow wrong and get good from God. Oh, that's common sense. That shouldn't even be looked at it no other way but that.
That's what it should be looked at. Whatever you do in this world, it determines what God puts you in the next world. So you reap what you sow. So wrong and wrong gonna be your exit away from here. And the result would not, you would not like it. You would not be pleased with it. Because God said hell is real. And only for those who disobey God willingly and knowingly. When you make an image of God, there's no way out of that. There's no, once you do that, there's no forgiveness in that. Because you a man, you're going to worship another man. In other words, you, that man that looked like that image on the cross, come to your house and take your woman away. You're going to bow down and worship him because he looked like that image, because he said he's God's son. You ain't no mother darn fool. So we said wake up time. And wake up means to come alive in your good senses that God gave you. He gave you five senses, but he gave you a common sense to come alive in. So we here tonight speaking on the oneness of God. And that, so we thank Allah for this Brock Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who wants to get rid of racism, wants to dress and bear this where we can move on and live. So, Dyer, you see anyone else in the queue? Huh? That indicate? Dyer. Someone now? Understand what you said, baby? You coming? Okay. Well, she coming. She going to let me know that we was in the queue. So we here tonight. Truth by staying out clear from falsehood. The TV is teaching us a whole lot of falsehood, whole lot of ways that God says stay away from. And it make evil seem fast. It make evil seem so fast. It's fair to drink all the alcohol you can consume. Say you the alcohol, they'll lock you up for drinking. Ain't that so? They'll be driving, drinking. They lock you up in the car. The car innocent. The car got to go to jail through the empire. You got to go and put it in a drunk tank. Be ready to ship up sale. You get locked up, you lose your job. You lose your family because you were told you was grown and do whatever you want to. You your own man, so you used it in the wrong way, and now you done lost your job and your family because you said you grown enough to drink alcohol. What a fool, what a fool. So we here tonight to point that out. So do you see anyone in the queue, babe? Well, we're going to bring her up. She might have something to say. So we're going to bring Sister Karan in. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Karan. As-salamu alaykum.
How are you, Nathan?
As-salamu alaykum. We can't hear you, Brother Sujah. We barely can hear you.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
A little bit better now. Assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a little bit better.
Assalamu alaikum.
What do you got your name? Assalamu
alaikum.
Go ahead. Huh? Oh, we barely can hear him. You see anything wrong with the mic down here?
No.
Okay. It's on. We got this. We got your mic on.
Got some lamb.
Well, they got some lamb.
Assalamualaikum. Huh? Okay. As I'm naked, the mic is on. Dude, yeah.
Okay, we got to.
The sound is on. Okay, my do not disturb is off.
Will you do it, Sister Karam? You coming in, Sister Karam? We hear you.
Okay,
the speaker. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. All right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got the lamb. There you go.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I don't know. It went off some kind of way.
Yeah. Well, you got it.
All right. Okay. I know you're talking. A roof of love name. The most gracious, the most merciful of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. O Allah, show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, and none of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray, I mean. I bear witness and I testify that there is no creator but Allah. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Prophet Muhammad is a man. He's just like all of us. They say that he walked the street. He ate food, you know, and he went to the war. He got married. He had children. You see, he was a man. Allah said, "Get married," you know. You know, and Prophet Muhammad was one that followed the law, the strict laws that would keep the moral strength strong. The moral strength strong. The Quran said, "Man is weak in his flesh." So the only alternative you got is go and get married. If you weaken your flesh, then get married. You know. So all these great men got married. For some reason, Jesus never did get married. That's my understanding. And if he did. I need somebody to show it to me. Don't show it to me in the Hadith. Don't show it to me in the Hadith. Show it to me in the Quran. I want to see it in the Quran. So praise be to Allah. Quran, excuse me for a second.
Mm-hmm. Could you stir the air once in a while?
No.
I didn't put no water in. I didn't put no water in.
I'm not going to do that.
So praise be to Allah. It's like that, evidently the girl or the women children, they was given to indecency, a little bit stronger than the men were. And for some reason, and we can think about it, the men didn't want to have girl children. They didn't want to have girl children, you know, because, you know, some of the men that wasn't married, you know, probably did some, you know, indecent things, you know, with the young girls and things like that, and maybe it was permissible, you know. So they didn't want to have nothing but boys back during that time. So until the revelation came, you know, the revelation of Allah came. And that's what woke us up, you know. Allah's revelation woke all of us, you know. They say that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, you know, took over a whole peninsula. You know, those are countries, took over a whole peninsula, you know. And there was a man, a Jewish guy. And a book out called The 100 Most Influential Peoples That's in History. And this Jewish guy picked out Prophet Muhammad over Jesus and all the rest of it, you know. And so Prophet Muhammad was also a man that was not educated. He wasn't educated. And I'm not saying he didn't know how to count and things like that, but he wasn't educated, you know. But he was able to keep up with things. And they named him Elamim, the trusted one, you know, where people used to leave their precious things with Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Muhammad kept them, you see. That's that type of thing that shows me that this is a practice of that all of us have to pick up and take on, because that's what makes a Muslim. Honesty. You know, self-respect, respect of others. You know, that's what people look at in a person. If a person don't have no self-respect, if a person is a thief, and alcoholic, you know, smoke drugs, like this guy they call Snoop Dogg, you know. Just drink and smoke drugs and things like that. That type of person right there don't influence a God fearing people. They don't influence God fearing person, a God fearing fearing person, you know. So Prophet Muhammad was a man that after he studied and got the revelation from God, you know, they said that he can be standing right among a group of people and you wouldn't know which one was Prophet Muhammad. So let's say something. Prophet Muhammad can stand up among a group of people, and if you didn't know him, you wouldn't know which one was Prophet Muhammad. What do that say to you? That says to me that he wasn't a show-off. That says to me he wasn't big-headed. That says to me he didn't want to be just seen by men. He was humble and submissive and respected people. There was a time that he was... They was getting ready to go to war, and Prophet Muhammad was given the strategies, the plan, and after he gave it, there was I forgot what tribe it was, but there was a person out of this tribe who was known for strategy, known for wars. He heard the strategy and the plan that Prophet Muhammad gave, And he asked Prophet Muhammad that strategy, that plan, is that from you or is that from God? You know, and the man said, if it's not from God, then I got a better plan. And Prophet Muhammad accepted. You know, he didn't quit. He didn't say, man, you know who I am. He didn't say that. I'm the prophet. You question me? He didn't say that. He accepted. After he heard the plan, he accepted the plan, and they were successful. That's the type of person that we got to be. We got to be able to listen to each other, you see. Because, and we teaching this, the image is so strong that it will influence. It will influence you. We got to be influenced by righteousness. That's how we got to be influenced by righteousness. We got to keep up our discipline, you know, as Muslims. We got to keep our discipline going. We got to keep our respect for each other. We got to want for our brother what we want for ourselves. Or else you've been affected by the image. The image got you moving. The image got you jacked up. We got to love our brother. It's a love for your brother what you love for yourself. That's Islam. That's Islam. It's when you talk to a person, you know, when you talk to a person, you can tell whether or not that person got love for a brother. When he talk, when he open his mouth, when he has changed conversation, you can hear it in that. If there's an image there, you can tell right away. That image is in that, what he talked, what he just said. This is the reason we are stressing the point, remove all racial images out of worship. There's nothing equal to God. When you start believing the thing so strong, like you believe in God, then you're going into false worship. Committed to it. Jesus said, love you one another. The teaching of Jesus, true Christianity is a good religion. So we have to stand up and take on these attributes. Take on this way of life that will allow us to be brothers to each other, allow us to be more sociable. More approachable. When we don't practice Ella's mom, which is submission. When we don't practice that, then it's easy for Satan to come in there. It's easy for Satan to come in. And when Satan comes, yes, sir. When Satan coming in, it's all over. You know, it makes no difference how much Satan might dislike a brother or don't like a brother. You know, if you practice righteousness and try to do good, you good. Came to you in peace, gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam. Thank you, Brother Suja.
We got
Ibrahim in the queue. I'm going to bring him on. Brother Ibrahim, your mic is on.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam.
Well, thank you, my salam.
Okay. I opened the back window to testify. Nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone, who has no associates, no partners, no children. And I bear witness that the final revelation that he sent down to man through Prophet Muhammad is his last prophet and his messenger to mankind and the world over. I just want to say, coming off my brother, that's why they set up in this society, they set up so many distractions to try to keep you away from the truth. People, like we had known many people, a woman a few weeks back, 97 years old, who accepted al-Islam, and she 97. But going through her trials and tribulation, coming out of prison and started reading about Prophet Muhammad, changed her whole life right there. So there's a lot of things going on. That's why these holidays are set up, just to lure you away from the truth. Yeah. They don't want you to accept the truth. And they're always talking about truth, but they're really telling a lie. Now, I want to go to one thing that we have history of. And when Esau, or Jesus, made the prayers and peace be upon him, when he left out of the garden of Gethsemane, when he told him, don't touch me not, I haven't risen. Touch me not, I haven't risen yet. He left Israel. Now, what they say, according to history, that he went to Kashmir. You know, they got a big issue about Kashmir, and that's one of the Islamic countries that they don't even touch. The government don't even bother Kashmir and Saudi Arabia. But the people there said through the history, there's a man came there 2,000 years ago, and he was a great teacher, and he taught the people, and they called him king. Right? Okay. So when he passed, they put him in a tomb, and they put a mark in there who they believe this man was. And they say this man was Esau. Now, see, like we tell the people, the Masons and the Shriners, they have this knowledge. And what they do, when they take the tour, the trip, they go into this tomb over there, and sin, they take them in their blindfold. When they take them in, they blindfold them when they bring them out, so that way they don't know how to go in or go out. But anyway, when they take him in there, and take the blindfolders off them and see his body, that a lot of them have turned white. A lot of them almost go crazy. That's why they have to seal it. But they don't want to tell you that, because you're not in the secret organization to have certain knowledge like that. Also, I'm going to research again and find it, that they also said that he was married and had children. And that's in the Bible. But I'm going to do some more digging, me and my brother, to find exactly where they say that. But the way they got it coded, you would never think that was him. Like my brother said, he was a human being. And he was a prophet. He's going to do exactly what Allah said they do. But that's something that's hidden to the world. And Allah has blessed us to come upon some of these things. You know, but they'll tell you to hide it. You have to seal it. You can't tell it. If you do tell it, off go your head. All kind of stuff they use just to distract you away from the truth. Yes. He was human. He was not God. He wasn't God's son. And nowhere in the Bible, nowhere, they done brought up all kind of mythological crap. But they never go to the scripture and say that Jesus said in the scripture, chapter so-and-so, verse so-and-so, that he was the Son of God. Now, if the Bible is telling a lie, then we got to go in there and correct it. Well, what did Jesus say in the Bible? They asked, he was sitting with the companions. They asked him, are you the Son of God? He said, well, who do you say that I am? They said, we said that you're the Son of God. The verse below that says this. He said, go and tell no man that. Now, what is he saying? He told his disciples, go and tell no man that lie. So he checked them right there. But these are the things that I want you to know. But another thing, it's not their fault as well. It is yours, because you won't pick up the book and read it for yourself. See, when you start to read and dig it for yourself and get good to you in your spirit, you'll keep on reading. You'll keep on researching. You keep on finding things that they don't want to tell you. I turned my mother around, praise be to Allah. She listened to me about her book. And she said, you don't believe me? I said, yeah, Mom, I believe in it. You believe in Jesus? I said, Mama, you can't be a Muslim if you don't believe in Jesus. She said, huh? I said, you can't be a Muslim. She said, why? I said, because God said there's no distinction, none of the prophets. We accept all the prophets, all the messengers that we know of. So we have to be aware of the tricks that they're still trying to use to pull you down. You know, I made a statement the other night. I'm going to say it again. You listen to their prayer, and as they get to praying, see, this is a psychological effect that they have on you, like my brother said. As they get to praying, what's the first thing they say? Amen. They still trying to tell you it's amen. But God is not a man. God is not male nor female. He have no gender. He have no color. That's why he's supreme. And anything up under supreme, it have a color. It have a gender. Huh? You say a noun, place and person or thing. It can hear, it can talk, or it walks, or it's an animal. But it have a connection with its family, with the animal life, human life. But God, you can't find nothing that would attach yourself to God except the righteous. And the only way they can attach themselves to God is to do the thing that God tells them to do through the scripture. And like I say, the only thing I'm going to say was now, and you can play with it, but see, we don't bought you, we don't build another boat bigger than the one Noah had, because that boat that he had was numbered the truth. And now, the only thing going to save us now, you got to go back to scripture. If God sent the scriptures in to save you, to save your soul, to save your family, your children, why don't you go back to the scripture instead of going to a bottle of Johnny Walker Red? Why don't you go into scripture instead of going to a bottle of Johnny Walker Black or rum or whatever it is that you drink or that you don't attach yourself to, your life to, and you love it? You run in the house and do the same thing they do. Grab a beer out of the refrigerator or grab a shot of whiskey and wine. Those not our activists. Black folks weren't doing that way back. But you done imitated a man so long that's all in your bloodstream now, and it's just leading you to hell. You got to open your eyes and pull on brakes and say, wait, hold on, hey, wait a minute. Enough is enough. It's enough. We got to come alive, but you got to come alive in your human essence. You got to come alive in your spirit, and the only way you do that for you is God. And the only way that to be done is you have to turn to him, and then he'll breathe into you again. In your nostril, and you become a living soul. That's how you become alive. They say that I've been baptized. Well, Allah speaks about baptism in the Quran, but it's baptizing by the word, not by no water. And water ain't going to do nothing to you but get you wet. Would you rather be baptized by water, or would you rather be baptized by the Spirit or the word of God? That's how you got to go over this thing. What we try to do is uproot you out of the dirt of ignorance, being blind, huh? Being selfish, like my brother say, you want for your brother, but you want for yourself and your sister. No, we're trying to take you out of that dirt and plant you into the dirt that God done planted us in. The one he planted us in is rich in his soul. He is rich, and you can't have to do anything but grow in it. When the sun reaches your head in the morning, it pulls everything from the bottom of your feet up through your body. It recycles itself, the fluids, everything in the body, rejuvenates itself. And that's the kind of soul we're in. I'm talking about truth and wisdom and knowledge. This is how we want to be resurrected. We want to take the blindfolders off and look through the eyes of God. You want to be able to look through the eyes of God. You want to speak through, from the mouth of God. You want to hear from the ears of God. You want to see from the eyes of God. And God said, what? If you come to him, he'll walk with you. And that's the best person in the world, in the universe, to walk with is to walk with God. Now, you got a choice. And we keep on telling you about your choices, and your choices don't look too good. Not when you continue want to follow something that's false. See, many times we follow things so long that's false, we become to believe that it's the right way, and that it's the truth. But Satan said in the scripture, he said, I will make falsehood, truth look like falsehood, and falsehood look like truth. See, he know how to systematically change what you are viewing to make you think that it's right and it's wrong. And what's right, he make you think it's wrong. See, that's his, you got to remember, he's a scientist. Several, the devil is a scientist. He's been here longer than you. And he's been practicing all these different arts of deceit millions of years. So how you going to defeat him? The only way you can defeat him is tell him, I'm coming to my Lord. And Satan, get behind me. Get you behind me, Satan. That's what Jesus said, get you behind me. When you come to your Lord, that just kills him. He can't stand it. He want to pull his own teeth out with his hands, bite at the tip of his fingers when he see that you go away from him and that you call on the real Lord. And remember, Satan going to tell you, I pray to God just like you do. But you the fool, not him. See, he already know what his position is. He know when he going when he leave here. You don't know where you going. But I tell you, God is so powerful, he got a place for everything that he created. He got a place for us in hell, or he got a place for you in heaven. But you have to strive for those two. You have to strive away from one and strive in the other. You have to let everything go that you know that's false and no good and grab onto what God want to give you. If he want love for you, and we're not talking about no false love. I talk to people, and people say they didn't know what real love was in their family. They were four boys and six girls or six girls and four boys. They didn't know. They said, why? Because the mama and dad didn't say, when they said, I love you back then, it was weak. When you seen a mother call their children to her at night, come here, baby, time y'all go to bed. Your mama kissing a hug. She was showing affection and love. Miriam didn't get that. I seen a woman, the children say, mama, I love you. Just like that, mumbling. Not sincere from the heart. And this is your child that Allah blessed you to bring into the world. And you can't show your love, your affection to your child. But you see, like my brother said, you see why we messed up? So I'm not going to hold you any longer, sister, brother. I think Allah will let us just have a few minutes to just talk with you. The other stuff I tell you about, I'm going to go back and read it. I'm going to bring it to you, give you verses and all that. But it's in the scripture. They just try to hide everything from us. I came to you in peace. Going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I got slammed. Thank you, Brother Imam Ibrahim. May Allah continue to bless you and Sue John. We're here fighting. And, you know, Satan is no competition. We just missing him to let him know we're going to get him out of the way. But we're working hard to defeat the evil that he produced. So it's 8 o'clock. Will you close out, Brother Imam Ibrahim, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got the Quran with you?
Huh?
You got the Quran with you?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa al-'asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. You there, Abba?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I seek protection from Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord and the charity of mankind. The king and ruler of mankind, the God of judgment of mankind, from the mystery of the whisper of evil who whispers, and after this whisper, the same who whispers in the hearts of mankind, among thee and among man. Surely Allah has spoken the truth. Amen.
Amen, Ya Rab. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
As-salamu alaykum. Turn this over.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullah.
So, brother, I
mean, brother.
After coming up, inshallah.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullah.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. This is Amin Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. And we're waiting for Dr. Frank to come on. Dr. Frank, can you hear me? You know, you need to come on in, dial up. You know, dial up so we could so I could pull it up for you. Yeah, Dr. Frank, can you hear me? All right, praise be to Allah. Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. How you doing?
Well, how you doing, Brother Iman?
Good.
The thing is okay. Yeah, Dr. Frank, if you could call in, alhamdulillah. So I don't know, Brother Akbar, we may have to continue with what we was doing, or what you was doing with your show, because I don't see him calling
okay,
in.
Go
ahead. I turn it over to you. You go ahead.
Again, we testify there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. He is the one who is now right. Jesus will come that will lead us in all truth. And he have done that. We thank Allah for Prophet him and Abdullah and all his companions, all his good relatives, all the good believers that still follow Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. I think. Daya, you see everybody still on? They gone.
I'm like Brother Akbar. We got 404-421 in the queue. And we got 323-867 in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come on in. I guess they, you know, their mic is open.
Okay. They heard that your mic is over. The mic is over. Ibrahim Daya? Suja.
How's the name?
That's
the
brother. I'm the
that lay in there. Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got it, Brother Sujah.
Yes, sir. It's business time. We can talk about some business. Praise be to Allah. With Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful. Again, I testify there's only one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the servant. He's a seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. Again, I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum.
It's you know, the prophet, the first thing that the prophet did when he went to Medina, he established business. That was the first thing. So it's upon us. It's upon us. You know, if we don't establish businesses, then what we are saying to the world that we want to be dependent. That's what we're saying to the world. If we don't establish business, if we don't come together as a group, as a people, you know, I'm talking about the African American. They don't necessarily have to be the same religion, but as African American, you know, we got families, and in our family they are different religions. But we're brothers and sisters in the house, out in the community, too. You know, the Imam said he would never separate himself from his people. That's what Imam Waridi Muhammad said. He said, I'll never separate myself from my people. And that makes sense. When you separate yourself from your peoples, you saying that you don't want to have no power and you want to be dependent. You know, and as long as we don't compete become competitive, the people's going to be raising prices. They raising prices because they ain't got nobody to compete with. You know, they might tell you that a lie, that things are getting expensive because of the coronavirus and all that other mess. You know, they might tell you all that, but at the same time, you got to pay more when you go into a store. You got to pay more out in the society, you know, than you used to pay. But if you was competing against them and you set a price, I guarantee you, I don't care what kind of virus it is, they going to compete with you. You're going to be able to control that price. Look at what Metro did. Look at what all these phone companies did. They brought the price down. They set a price, and I guess we thought it was a joke. You know, we thought it was a joke. The price was so nice and low, you know, we didn't know how to act. But it stayed like that. And why is that? It's because they had competitions. They had competition. If they don't have no competition, if we don't compete with them, the cost of living gonna be high. And what makes it so bad, you're not even getting the real thing no more. That's what's so heavy. And that's what Dr. Frank is saying. You know, they gonna send things out there that ain't real. And they're gonna take over. They're gonna take over that which is real. But they're gonna be artificial. You're gonna have artificial intelligence. But they're gonna be controlling all those things. They're gonna be controlling all that, all those robots, and controlling all the artificial intelligence. And controlling the images, because we not gonna have no money.
And if you start making too much money, they're going to shut you down. They've been showing us that all through history. You know, if you get too smart, you try to do what you're supposed to do, they're going to shut you down. But think about this, brothers and sisters. If you got the majority of the people is competing, and the other people like what you got, it makes no difference what they do. If they don't do it right, they're going to lose their customer. That's what time it is. We got to establish businesses. We had a sister that was on the Methodist concern. I didn't get a chance to talk to her. She needs support. She can't stay in business, and she got to own and take care of just the people that's dying in her area. That's not gonna work. Just the people that's dying in her area. We got to do this thing where she's getting support all over. You know, that's what time it is. That's what time it is. If we support each other all over, and we can do it because we're smart. African American people are smart. But we don't want to use our brain. We don't want to think for ourselves. But Allah is forcing us to think for ourselves. Allah is forcing us to do that. We got to grow up and we got to wake up. You know. Allah is giving us the earth as inheritance, and He said that He's gonna give us power too. So either we accept it, like the Imam said, we gonna go down in history as ignorant fools. We can do it. The more you progress, it's funded by progressing. Imam said that the greatest feeling is the feeling of accomplishment. When you accomplish something. He said that's a good feeling. That fires you up. That's what we need. We need to get a product or sell something or do something. They're going to fire us up. See, the Caucasian people already know that we are competitive in everything that we do. We're full of competition. They can't beat us in nothing they do because we are competitive. But now, ain't that funny? We don't want to be, we don't want to compete in economics. I mean, in the business area, we don't want to compete in the business area. Don't you think that's strange? That's the area where you're going to be able to establish yourself. And make yourself equal, and you're gonna have power. But we don't want to compete in that. We go to school to get a job. That's strange. And we ought to be able to look back at that and see that somebody is involved in that. Somebody's blocking that. Yeah, we got to get ready to compete, brothers and sisters. And have power in the land. We got to see what we, as African-American peoples, would do after coming out from under slavery, after having power before slavery. Because we know that the whole dynasty of the pharaohs was black. But we thought that we were God. So what God had to do, he had to purify us. He had to put us in the fire. Because what do fire do? Even when we remember, said the fire makes the liquid go back to the liquid. The gases go back to the gases. The solid go back to the solid. And fire purifies. We had to go through a purification. And after we went through the fire, see, the Caucasian people know that we went through the fire. They know that. And they know the nation development. They want to claim that the reason that we are, because we are so aggressive and competitive, they want to claim that they the one is responsible for us being that way. If it wasn't for them, you know, having us in slavery and putting us through what we went through, we wouldn't be as competitive as we are today. You know, they figure that science out. They figure that out why we are the way that we are today is because we went through something. And so what they did, they try to go through the same thing. Y'all remember the time when they had those hippies? They turn their back on American wealth. I mean, on the mom and dad wealth. Put the American flag, go to American flag on their butt. What they were trying to do, they were trying to produce the same thing that we are, because they know that we went through the fire. Now what we want to see, brothers and sisters, we want to see what we're going to do after we get well. Shaitan is claiming that we ain't worthy, that we can't handle it. We can't handle success and progress. That's what Satan is saying to us. That's what he's trying to get us to believe. Be satisfied with nothing. Let the boss man have all of that. Let him do that. That's his responsibility. So, brothers and sisters, we got to get ready and show the world that coming into success don't make us arrogant at all. it humbles us. We still gonna practice Islam. We still gonna want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We still gonna help the needy and the poor and the wayfarer. It's in the Quran. Allah already prepared us for that. So I think we're ready for that, brothers and sisters. We're able to handle truth now. We're able to handle righteousness now. We're able to handle freedom. Because we thought freedom wasn't doing the thing that we want to do. So we thank Allah for this opportunity. We pray that Allah bless all of us. And we pray that we accept the inheritance that Allah given us and that we be worthy of it. I came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like as-salam. And that's what we thank Allah again. And this is the message from the prophet. That we be one, and that we submit our will to do the will of God. If we do that, then we can find some safety. And then we find out why we should be submitting our will to do the will of God. And right now, we know the number one problem, the number one problem is that false image of God. They can advertise to keep the image going in the world. And we should be advertising to get it out. We should be fighting this thing just as talk, but by work, by effort and flyers. In a way, we can fight this image. But put it on the mind how wrong it is. We hear Allah say eventually the true believer is going to win through. But that comes with help from Allah. And we all went through and changed the mind of the evil people that could be human beings. Because when I look at it and analyze it with the help of Allah through the scripture, there has been any white people on this earth. According to Webster said the word white means pure. The word black means inferior, evil, nasty, absent of light, absent of, moral understanding. That's what it means, absent of light. And so to come back then, to get rid of the false language, you got to bring about a new language, because Allah says, told the prophet said that never did we stop being Muslim till we fell into the wrong environment. So we had to clean up the environment. Yeah, with jobs. Yeah, with morals. With being kind to each other. Some of us find it hard to be kind, to say a kind word to each other. And that comes from the plantation. The Quran is to point that out, but it's believe that person, then remove from that person, then that they didn't hear the Quran, and that's why the Quran says some of them read pages. You're not reading the essence of what's been said on the page, and we got to do that. We got to get to the essence. We have to ponder over. We have to meditate over what Allah is saying to us, so we can turn back and be the quality human beings that God has created. So we got a job to do. We our problem, we see that African American is slow when it comes to buying from each other. Now that problem comes from the plantation. So you had to take them back to the root, the way they got that problem from, those who have that problem. And then bring them on up to the day. Because that's all in our family.
I remember when I opened the fish market, we opened the fish market up in Atlanta. And the people that came and ate from the fish market, clean fish market, clean fish, good food. But who came there from it was mostly Christians. My mother and my brothers and sisters father, my father bought fish from the curb market, called the curb market, as a market with just about everybody in the neighborhood shop. And he still shopped there after he know that I had fishes. But I know where that come from. It come from that image. It didn't come from, it wasn't no natural thing. Your son selling fish and you still going to the oppressor and buying fish. And that coming from the image, and that still goes on today. We got the best soap. Muslim making the soap, but we have Muslims not buying the soap because they come up with all kind of ideas. Oh, they cleaning the clothes. I use the soap; it do clean, and it's the best out there. And it's from us, and we have to have faith in what we do. But when we don't have faith with what we do, we keep buying cheer. Tide, that commercial, we've been commercials on so long, that's all we see. We saving a dime. So that's why we ain't going nowhere. That we had to come out of that, and that image got to come out of us, and the love that we had in the first experience where we was truly caring and truly working with each other because we had nobody else to work with but ourselves. And the ma'am said it. He said we should see ourselves and no one else to buy from but ourselves. That's what we did in the nation. We wouldn't go in nobody's, we wouldn't go in no Burger King and McDonald's to buy nothing. We would go to our restaurant and buy something. Huh? But some on well on the line, we lost our children where they go, where they think that the people of the world shop at and they go buy it from people of the world, Burger King, McDonald's. And then we said that way you got your own mind, you got to write about whatever you want to. As human beings, as people that have been put in this condition, we have, that means we'll sell out. That's all it's saying. That I don't mind selling. I'm not buying from my people. But we go buy drugs from our people. We go buy stuff that kill us. We'll purchase that from our people. We'll have no problem. Something stolen. But when it comes to buying stuff that's legit, good for us, we go to the other people. You know that's the slave mentality. That's that plantation ghost is still moving around us. Because we make the biggest excuse in the world for not buying from each other. Oh, he's too far away. The ma'am said that the Jews crossed 3 zip codes just to buy something from their brother. When we get that kind of love for each other, then we're going to start rising to the top. Then you're going to see business of ours of spurging, busting it loose. That's right. But until we see the needs and the need to spend our money with each other, this same old shameful life that we've been given to is going to be with us. So that's how we go in business. We go in business for survival. We come up with ways on how to eat, to live now. Find a farm, grow our own food. We have to find intelligent ways to survive this crisis that we live in. And we fail to do that. We're going to do and make excuses to keep doing what we're doing, and we ain't talking about uniting, talking about coming together, and never making a move on it, never moving out on it. It's all just a show. And that's why I say advertise about the image. You know, you're so in love, you won't see that image gone. Then you advertise. And then you don't throw no oak tree, talking about who love Allah. Allah knows that. Allah knows every secret in our heart, in our mind. And we can fool the people some of the time, but we can't fool Allah no time. So that's what we have to do, to fooling ourselves. We're going to have to sacrifice and buy from each other, support each other, get this jealousy and envy that was planting us in us from the plantation through Willie Lynch or whoever set it up that made us jealous and envy or reject of each other. You know, and our people is the people that obey God the best. That's what God said. God said he loved those who obey him the best. When we stop seeing people as color, we all brothers and sisters of each other. But the Caucasian man would never be your brother as long as his image up in the world and the people holding this image up in the world as the son of God. He ain't going to never be your brother. He's never going to share in the wealth. He's never going to show you the ins and outs of business. He's never going to share the economic growth that he's dirging in, because he thinks that you is somebody that God has sent for him to walk on. So we're here tonight trying to change this ugly picture. And we need the help of every living human being on this earth, whether you call yourself a Jew, a Christian. Yeah, Christian is not bad people. But I ask you, go get me two of them. Go get me two Christians. Go get me two people not worshiping a man. Or go get me, I know you can't get nobody following Farquhar, who said God is a man. You can't go get them and change them. Some of them, you're gonna take the loss of some life, or they're gonna have to come into this precious knowledge. And many of them coming into the knowledge because they see the falsehood. It just allows, is so merciful, he allows to almost change overnight after Imam came into office about worshiping a masterful Rod Mom. So Allah is all merciful. So we do, when I thought the masterful Rod, and some of us still do think masterful Rod is a god, man with a book in his hand. So we working to change all this with the help of Allah. And we gonna be victorious. Allah said that true believers would truly win through. Daya, you see anybody else want to say anything in the queue? Huh? You see anybody else want to say anything, Daya? You want to say anything, Daya? You want to say anything? Huh? You said no, thank you. So we're going to keep this show rolling. I mean, not a show. This is the real thing. And we are working to keep it that way. We're working to keep alive.
Assalamu alaikum, Abdullah. Akbar, assalamu alaikum.
What do you got to say?
Y'all teach is so clear and so plain and so powerful, you know. And I was just listening to it, and it's really making me think more and more about how that image has worked a detriment in our lives,
Yeah.
And it's so powerful that image, and sometimes we just can't believe that brainwash sometimes, you know, has been laid on us so you know, thoroughly, our people. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean all the
mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard to imagine that these people have, you know, they talked about susceptibility, and they talk about suggestion, and they talk about repeating phrases and stuff. But they've been doing this thoroughly, you know, and white folks know what they're doing too. You know,
yes, sir.
They know, but they're too weak. They may be good people, but they may be they too weak to stand up to the troops. You know what I mean? And remove that image, you know, and acknowledge that it's wrong. I don't think I've ever heard a Caucasian acknowledge that it's wrong. You know, I can't think of all my life, you know, that acknowledge. Now, they did sign my petition when I was out there. I got the record here in Los Angeles. Yeah, I got 1,100 signatures when it was time for the imam to get some signatures and talk to the Pope. Now, they did. I explained it to them, and they, 1,100. I took 1,100 to the masjid, you know, for our creed meeting, you know. So I guess I should be fair about that, you know.
We got some judges. We got some Kennedys. We all of them, we know, ain't all nobody bad. We know. Yes, sir. They realize they are brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them will get house burned down or they'll lose their job. They get me like they're too close to us. So we know that it's been a thing that was set up by the evil people to keep it like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you mentioned the house being burned down, it was we did a walk, a crazy walk out in Pasadena, and we walked around away from where we was parked. You know what I mean? Where we and when one of the brothers came back, his car was on fire. His car was on fire. You know, they had set his car on fire. You know what I mean? And I remember one time that I was downtown on Skid Row here in Los Angeles, and I was handing out flyers about the image and the evil of the image and how that image working on us negatively, and the people down on Skid Row at the mission, you know, they jumped in front of me and would not let me hand out no flyers. These Caucasians. It would not let me, without, you know, and so all I could do maybe is, you know, haul off a hit of us. That wouldn't be intelligence, you know what I mean? But brother.
Yeah.
They fight to keep that brainwashed and that evil on us, you know. They fight.
Yeah,
some of them.
You know. we had the same problem. We went to the missionary down on Copeland Street here in Atlanta. Passing, talking about the image and talking about the about the image and passing out, and there was a Caucasian there, and the brothers got together, and they got a group and they were going to attack us. It was about four or five of us. I think about four of them. So Sujar told them, said, I love all of you. And we come hope we can work things out. We, you know, glad to see you. I give you anything. I get my shirt off the back. But Sujar told him, said, if you put your hands on one of us, we're going to try to send you to the cemetery. And what, you know what happened? They bust up. They spurted. They left. You can hear him say, I got to go. Yeah, I'll see y'all later. Y'all can have it. They didn't want no part of them. Nobody talking like that. We told them, we're going to send you to the cemetery. I love you, brother, but I'm going to send you to the cemetery. And they dispersed just like that. So, yeah, we had challenges like that when we've been out in the streets. And, but we was able to, most of the time, be winners. Now, that was one time that we had some young group of Israelites, a bunch of them, and we are now 70, and they were like 30 something, and they come there to want to fight, so we called the police. The police right across, not 2 blocks away, they didn't even come.
So we seen that was a setup. So we just when we said we'll y'all can have this spot, we'll go to another. But that's the way sometimes you have to use your wisdom. You have to say, well, we'll go this time. But because we was outnumbered and these little hotheads, Israelites, talking about this is our corner, so you can have it. We got other corners that we got. So we left. And then the police called us back about an hour later. Somebody said, do you still need us? So it was a setup. It was a setup. Any other time, the police would have been there. One time, the guy come out there at the same spot. We called himself going to start the fight. The police pulled up and throwed him in the car. So they got cameras, and they listened to everything he said. They got cameras all around there, and they listened to everything we said. So we seen what happened that day was a setup. So most of the time we called them, they'll come right on. They call us back hours later, want to know if we still need their help. And we told them no.
Yeah.
So that's how they do. Yeah, every time you stand up, there's somebody, they don't choose to stand up. But most of the time, we win too. But that one, just let it go. We just said, we'll leave.
Hi, Swanagam.
What got to land?
Alhamdulillah. Have you all been watching the on the news? They saying that some Haiti done kidnapped some missionaries. Have y'all heard that? See, have y'all seen that on television?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it today.
Okay, it was a group of missionaries, Christian missionaries, and what the missionary does. You know, and they getting rid of the Haitian people is being oppressed and they suffering, and so they're going to them and asking them to accept Jesus. That was the missionaries, and what some of them did, they kidnapped them. That's what happened. They kissed and they call that the pacification program. You know, they're sending the missionaries, you know, especially when you under the type of pressure where you don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
They actually
They had a church over there. They were supposed to be teaching the young men. And what they were doing, they was in there molesting the missionaries were molesting the young boys. And when they had that storm, all that came out.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that reality, I mean, they were asking the question. I was looking at it today. They were asking the question, do you think, no, first the FBI, they don't send the FBI in there. And the FBI is telling America, don't give them the money. See, they asking for $1 million per person. If you go and check it out on the news, they asking for $1 million for missionary. And the FBI telling them, don't give them no money. Because if you give them money, you know they're going to be successful. And, they was asking a lady that was a missionary that what do you think would happen if they don't send the money.
And the lady told her right now is at the point of life or death. That's what she said. Is at the point of life or death. So you got some Haitians over there is holding some American Christians, missionary hostages right now, and asking for $1 million apiece for them. I saw the movie with a Somalian Somalian captain of a ship. They said it's based on a crusade. Y'all saw that. They showed this little poor Somalian asking the big white man who the captain now. Now you, I mean, like you said, but that was number the center.
Yeah.
They went in and got this big ship, and somebody said they were hijacking. They were what you call it on the sea? What you call it on the sea? Hijacking, I guess. Piracy. It was a piracy on this. And they made a movie out of it.
They made a movie out of it.
Yeah, the Somalian.
Yeah. Took a little gun. Guns on it. Anyway, Brother Hameen.
Yes, sir.
We got it.
Yeah, we need to really understand how powerful that image is played in our lives and the lives of our people. Brainwashed, and we keep teaching, and putting the word out there, they'll get it. I'll praise you to Allah, you know.
They changed.
We woke up.
Yeah.
They changed.
That's a Caucasian lady stood up. And of course, the Caucasian people. How many y'all want black people to do y'all like it? We did it. Nobody raised their hand. So they speaking up, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, some are hard code. They some hard code, boy. You gonna have to show them, starve them or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they you know, it's a lot of talk on radio, TV about racism, but they never want to acknowledge that religious part that is in, it's in religion.
Never.
You know what I mean?
Never.
Yeah, they don't want to go that far. They get the bat in their eye.
Man, you know, I know you're telling the truth.
You're telling the truth.
They want to talk about all types of racism, but not that racism just in that image in the church and that, in that, you know,
yeah,
our spirit, you know.
They dance around that.
They dance around it big time.
Yes, sir.
But we need to keep bringing it up, though. I know it's a tough. Yes, sir.
I want to let you know that tomorrow we're gonna be in Tennessee, so you may have to. You're in Sujo Howling the show tomorrow. I'll be on, but I'll be
yes,
in Tennessee.
Sir.
There's no problem.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, No problem. Where's Brother Ibrahim?
Oh, he got off. I guess he's going to make it to life.
Okay. Okay.
One is lost. One is lost.
Yeah.
Well, Suja, you got the rest of the good time. You got it.
I got it. Praise be to Lord. But I mean, doing.
You got them true stories. Yeah, I want to come back with them true stories about this, especially about
the bringing them true stories.
Praise be to Lord.
They don't need them.
Yeah, he's gonna be amazing.
But you all try to tune in tonight. Let's go on YouTube and then just type in Haitian hostages. Hostages in Haiti. Missionaries. Missionary hostages in Haiti. Let's put that in the search. Go on YouTube.
So the FBI don't want them to pay the money?
No. The FBI said don't pay the money. That's a mistake. You remember if Mary had it out, we don't negotiate what you call them people that we call people
kidnapped
that,
with
that,
terrorists.
See, yeah, we don't negotiate with terrorists. America got that out, you know. That's one of these things. We don't negotiate with terrorists. So, the FBI is saying the same thing. You know, telling them not to negotiate with them. But then the lady said that they're going to kill
them. You know what?
That's what the lady said on TV.
Yeah,
they're going to
kill
them. It's a life and death thing.
Mm-hmm. That's why they say
and what they try to do, out of what a small amount of people did, they try to blame the whole Haitian people for that.
Yeah.
That's the ugly part of America.
Yeah.
And you got Haitian people, you know, they are against that. You know, but they'll try to bring the whole Haitian free people for that.
Yeah. Ain't that been their way of doing things?
Yes, sir. And you know, the Haitian is people that was on the slave ship. And they are the ones that dropped off, you know, before they came into America.
They look just like us. They look just like us. I've seen all kind of books.
I talked to Haitian, and they'll tell you,
we look just like us. I said.
They had got us in slavery.
I think that's the one
he dropped off at them islands. They dropped these people. They jumped out of the boats, or they dropped them off, and they made a life. You know, there in these different islands, on these different islands. That's a fact. That's a real fact. You know, they didn't just where they came from. No, they was brought there by the slave master. Brought there by the slave master. And I'm telling you, you ask any Haitian, he'll tell you that. He'll tell you that. Yeah. That happened to us.
They dropped them all. They got rid of them.
That's all right, bro.
They look just like them. Look at them and look at you and see some of them.
They
say, dang,
yeah. They look familiar. I'm trying to tell you. They were strong people. They was a strong people. And America took them through hell. You see the type of homes they live in? Took them through hell. And they still survived.
And I think they're supposed to be like part of America. Yeah. America's going to be like supporting them.
They had a story on.
Yeah, you know.
They had a story.
Yeah,
on.
I don't believe that the world or we let the people do Haiti like that. It's because Haiti overthrew them, overthrew France. And then after the Haitian people overthrew France, and then later on they made the Haitians pay reparations to them, you know. And I'm surprised that, you know what I mean, all these so called liberal white people that we know that we love over here, you know, never really talk about that bad situation over there. You know, the people, you know, they held that against them. They don't want to acknowledge that, you know, these black folks overthrew just these Europeans, you
and
know,
correct.
ran them out.
Yeah. You know. Yes, sir, brother. Now, that's a fact. That's right. They defended themselves against them and was successful. And they don't like it to the day. They do not like that, you know. And they had a story on and I seen this here, I think about last month sometime, where it had on a YouTube places that in Haiti that they don't want you to know. They took us in some places. It was kind of way away from the town, and it wound up being into a community. They had built something like a community, but it was still sort of like Scanning Town, you know. It still had the fun houses and things, you know. But they showed where they were trying to set up with businesses, and where they were supporting each other. And the people had a neighborhood, and they was recognizing and respecting each other. They said they don't show you this.
Yes, sir. Well, Shuja, I think it's about time to close out. So
yes, sir.
I need to close out with the prayer, and inshallah, we'll take it up tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We sure will.
Alhamdulillah.
I always believe him in the take time of being with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor. None of those whom thy wrath has brought down, and none of those who go astray.
I mean.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.